Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out money in the bank.
Bubble hard in the double R, flash the rims with the window crack, holla back, money in the bank.
Jigger, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, cause the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bank. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing. Come on.
Yeah, I wanna floss with us. Come on. All across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little pickle, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimpin', turn it up.
1 o'clock on a Friday, that means one thing. We're talking to RJ Bell of pregame.com. He's the CEO and founder, and pregame.com is the exclusive AP odds provider. RJ, what's up?
So the theme song's back. You heard I'm using it, and you said, listen, he's got such good instincts for radio. We better get that back.
Yeah,
that's the conversation we had.
Yeah. Just awesome, awesome.
What's up, you square?
Hey. It sounds like betting words.
Come on. Hey, I want to start my pick. I got, we've been hearing a lot about Baker Mayfield. Now, we've talked to you a lot about Baker Mayfield and the resurgence in Cleveland. Everybody's feeling good. At what point do you hit a defense where you got a Raven defense coming to town? They played well in Pittsburgh last week. That Pittsburgh game should have been a blowout. What do you see that game at? Because I'm taking the Ravens laying the points, laying 3.5 at Cleveland.
Yeah, and actually, there's threes out there, even better. I agree with you. Most sharps would disagree with you. I'll say this. There's a certain type of sharp in Vegas. I call him keeps his shoes together with duct tape sharp. And it's a guy you might have heard of if you follow the business. But when he shows up to events, he looks like a guy that, well, he's keeping his shoes together with duct tape. Why? Because the game's passed him by. This is a classic old, okay, Ravens off a big win. Now they're on the road, not as good on the road. Browns enthusiastic, getting points. I get all that, but rookie quarterbacks struggle against this complex Baltimore defense. Under Harbaugh, rookie quarterbacks are 5-11 against his team with over one interceptions per game. And if you look at the Browns, a lot of their, and I'll say success in quotes, has been about net turnovers this year. They're +7. That's the best in the NFL. Wow. So if Mayfield's going to give the ball up, and that's what history says, and this Ravens D, they gave up 9 points in the second half. Not last week. The entire season, 8 quarters they've played of second half football, they've given up 9 points. Now they get back Jimmy Smith at cornerback, cover guy. Then you add in Flacco's. The film guys tell me he's throwing the ball better than he has in years. I tell you, I don't love it. I probably won't bet it, but I do lean Ravens. I'm not betting the Browns.
Okay. I am going to go with the Vikings this weekend on the road at Philadelphia. Your thoughts?
Oh, that's sharp. That's sharp.
Oh.
Now, keep in mind, make sure there's 3.5s out there. Boy, at 3.5, I love the Vikings. Or 3-plus money, because they do move the money line sometimes instead of moving to 3.5. I think Vikings are in one of the best situational spots of any team this season. They've got playoff revenge. Remember, Minnesota was favored in that game against the Eagles. And Minnesota's off 2 straight losses. They have 10 days of rest. Now check this out. Zimmer started coaching the Vikings in 2014. In those years since, there's only been 3 teams above 57% against the spread. So if you just played them every week, 3 teams above 57%. Number 3, Andy Reid, Kansas City, 59%. Number 2, Bill Belichick, Patriots, 63%. Number 1, Zimmer, 67%. Oof. If all you had done is say, boy, I like the cut of that Zimmer's jib, I'm going to bet him every game. Last five seasons, you would have won 67% of your bets. Doesn't mean it's going to win every one. But when you have an amazing motivational spot for multiple reasons, 10 days rest, and a great coach, I like the Vikings here. I've bet the Vikings. I don't think Wentz is 100%. I know the playmakers are banged up for the Eagles. The Lions aren't playing well, offense or defense. Eagles might turn it around, but I think the Vikings are the better team right now, slightly more motivated, getting three or more.
RJ, I want to talk to you about not overthinking things, all right? Because I have no idea where you fall on this game, but I take a look at a team like the Kansas City Chiefs who are at home. They're not laying a ton of points. I look at it and I say, you know what? Unless it's a far and away the best team in the league that's coming in there to play them, why not take this team that's playing well, that's a tough home team anyway, and lay the 3 points even if it's against Jacksonville?
Yeah, we could do a 60-minute podcast literally on this topic.
Not overthinking things?
That's interesting. That'd be ironic. And here's the – I think it's almost like, you know, in the political spectrum, they say, well, there's left and there's right, but it's really a circle because, in theory, the Russians in World War II, Stalin were right left, but Hitler was right. I mean, but really they both are kind of in the same place in the circle. I think that's what we've got here when it comes to – the squares are going to say, oh, Chiefs are better. Boy, that off at Bortles isn't good. I'm going to lay the three. Then the moderately talented wise guys are going to say, give me the three. I think there's a next level, though, which is sometimes there's a premium on a team because of the public, the squares. But that premium doesn't even account fully for how good this team is. And you know who applies there? It's the Patriots. Since you guys have won the Super Bowl, we talked about the last 5 years. If you go back to 2003 and beyond, the Pats are the only team above 60% against the spread. No other team is better than 55. Think about that. You're above 60. No other team is better than 55. And how popular have the Patriots been?
It's get to the point where you're so square, you're sharp again.
Exactly. And to me, I lean that way with KC. Now, I'll be honest. I really liked KC earlier in the week. In the interim, the sharps have come in aggressively. And I don't mean the duct tape guys. I mean the guys who move lines on the Jags. So I'm probably moving towards passing this game, but I don't think the Jags are an obvious value like a lot of sharps do.
Good. Thank you. I'll take it.
Jags are going to punch him in the mouth.
We're talking to RJ Bell of pregame.com. RJ, you mentioned that, you know, things here in New England. Well, right now in Boston, we're getting ready for a playoff series with the Yankees as well. At this time of year, when it comes to baseball, what would you do? How are you sort of looking at the baseball playoffs? Do you look at the individual series prices? Are you betting on World Series odds? What do you prefer to do at this time of year?
Well, hold on. I just did a hit in New York, so I got to switch my mentality here. Oh, the Red Sox, for sure. No. You know you'll get it the way I feel all the time. Hey, listen, Red Sox are the favorite to win the World Series. 3-1, Astros 4-1, Dodgers 5-1, Milwaukee now 7-1, and the Yankees 7.5-1. And if you look at the series price, you guys are about -150. So you got to bet 150 to win 100. And if you want to bet the Yankees 100, wins you 130. So about 60% favorites when it comes to winning the series. Here's what I do in baseball. I look to the dog. I rarely, if ever, bet a favorite. You know why? Compare it to the NBA. How often in the NBA in a 7-game series does the better team advance? I think a vast majority of the time. How often does the better team advance in baseball? And when I say better team, let's use regular season wins as a proxy, as a gauge for that. Baseball, you see all the time, 100-win team lose to an 88-win team. So I think the public is thinking like any other sport, oh, the Red Sox, they had a much better record. They must be better. Yeah, you guys probably are, or I think certainly better.
Right.
I just think in baseball, there's so much luck. I mean, think about what luck is in baseball. It's a 3-2 count, or let's say a 2-2 count, right on the corner. Ah, it's a ball. It's off by a quarter inch. Next one, three pitch, three-run homer. that's 3 of 9 runs maybe in a game. In basketball, what's luck? One three-pointer hits the bankboard and goes in. That's 3 out of 200 points. Mm. There's so much luck in baseball, I tend to look towards the underdog.
Yeah, and I look at the odds you just gave on the World Series, and at 3 to 1, it's not exactly a great value to be betting the Red Sox right now. When you have teams like the Yankees or Indians, you have much longer odds on, much more money to be made there.
But if you're a fan, you want the Red Sox to be favored. If you're a bettor, maybe you want more value.
Yeah, all true. RJ, appreciate the time as always. We'll
talk
next week.
Thanks, guys.
RJ Bell from pregame.com, the exclusive AP odds provider, joining us here from Las Vegas today.
Who's he going on with next?
On Twitter, at RJ in Vegas.
Busy guy.
He is a very busy guy.
Square.
Always fun to talk to him. We've got more to get to, 617-779-0985, including a report about the possibility of Anthony Davis in a Celtics uniform. Huh? We'll get to that story next.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song. Oh.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. What you gonna do? You gonna get down?
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna get down?
What you gonna do? You wanna get out?
Hit me. Hey. Get down on it.
They were in Twin River last year.
Cool in the gang.
This from Jay King at The Athletic today. The Celtics Annual Fan Fest usually counts as one of the most low-key nights of the year. Players participate in competition like the Skills Challenge and the three-point contest. It's a laid-back atmosphere, and nothing truly important ever seems to happen at the Fan Fest. And he goes on to explain what happened at the Fan Fest last night, which was Kyrie Irving revealing to the crowd that he plans on signing with the Boston Celtics once this season is over. How about that? So, he goes on to say, heck, imagine Anthony Davis running the lane alongside Irving, Gordon, Hayward, and Jason Tatum. That may not be impossible. Rumors about the New Orleans center's future have persisted. It's not time for the Pelicans to make a decision on Davis yet. But if he turns down a mega extension next summer, the Pelicans could have no choice but to trade him. You think, oh, okay, well, that's been discussed like forever. But how about this part? Several league sources have said they believe Davis could end up either with the Celtics or Lakers if the Pelicans were to move him. If he landed with the Celtics, he'd be reunited with former Team USA teammate Irving. That would be Kyrie Irving. And here's the interesting part. So, the two have already spoken about what it would be like to play together in Boston, according to a league source. How have we gone in a matter of weeks from Kyrie making his plans with Jimmy Butler with the Knicks or the Nets to I'm staying, and now there's a report about him talking to Anthony Davis about landing with the Celtics?
You have fun with that one. I'm not taking the bait on that one. I just these rumors, this according to this source, that source. Of course,
what are you talking about? So this is the one league where all that crap,
I guess, when did the recruitment
start? Come true.
We talked about it when All-Star Game is really where the recruiting process starts for these guys. We get to get together and we all talk about playing together.
Stop. Do you remember when the Kyrie to Boston thing started out as just this silly rumor?
Yes.
And now he's here.
He's here.
And has been already for one season. This is the league where the insane rumors and crazy stuff actually happens.
This is where I think it reaches the point of insanity, because then you don't want to even part with one of your great young players potentially to where you would have to go get this guy. Because you're giving up something to get this guy. You're giving up a bunch of stuff to get this guy. This isn't like, oh, I'm a free agent. Court me. I'll narrow it down to 5 teams. Uh-uh. This isn't Kevin Durant. And this is Anthony freaking Davis. You're giving up, probably giving up Tatum. You're not giving up both, Tatum and Brown. Yeah, Tatum, Rozier, you know, how many picks? Yeah, you're giving up a bunch to get this guy.
By the way,
based on, you know, you feel great about Kyrie, you feel okay about Kyrie. It's like, I don't want to move now. I just want to play here and be a champion and build my legacy.
That's not what he said.
I don't want to move. I know. I thought he gave a great answer to Kyrie, and I'm just poking fun there. But it's just like, it's this rumor, that rumor. Hey, can this happen? Sure could happen.
Do you think Kyrie could?
Look what's going on. I mean, Boogie Cousins is out with Golden State.
Do you think Kyrie could change his mind?
No. No.
I think he could.
I don't think he'd change his mind.
I think he totally could.
Yeah, he'd look terrible.
Yep, he would.
He wouldn't care.
And then he'd go somewhere else. And,
like, okay, I'll go.
Who would hate him? Boston. He could change his mind. They haven't even played together as a full group. They haven't played together. Gordon Hayward has not played with this team. They have not played as a healthy, developed, ready-to-go team. What if it's a thing about minutes or shots or any of those things?
Yeah.
Down the road where he gets grumpy.
Yeah.
Decides it's not the place for him.
What if you don't have a great year?
And then he will find a mover.
What if it's not about the knee? What if it's just
in tape?
Uh-oh, I just can't facilitate everything. Look what's happened here in just a couple preseason games where they're talking about we need to learn to play better together. We need better chemistry within each other. You know, we're forcing it right now. We just need to go out and play. Learn how to play with each other. What if you get a whole year of that? What if you get half a year? It shouldn't. I mean, the coach isn't going to let that happen. I believe more in the coach, you know, to not let that happen. You got good pieces now. I'd hate to see you break some good pieces up to go get and acquire one piece. And then you got two guys.
John is in Reno. Hey, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Beetle, this is exactly what you were just saying was the entire point of my call. I am a huge Celtics fan. I want Kyrie to be here long term, so I was excited in that regard. However, I feel like he's potentially setting up the fan base for a massive disappointment. What if something changes in his personal life? What if something changes in the roster? What if he doesn't like playing with a superstar like Anthony Davis? Anything could happen, and it would just absolutely deflate this fan base. It would be as disappointing as turning on the radio and hearing Sarge's voice. It's just awful.
It's a good call. Credit where credit is due. Here's what I will say. Here's what's actually changed. I believe now that his first desire is to stay here, and I wasn't convinced of that before. In fact, all the New York stuff I thought was very real. So I think there's been a change, but I still don't take it at 100% guarantee that he's here next year. You can't do that. But he's clearly stating his desire that this is where he wants to be. So this is his first choice. That, to me, is a great development in and of itself, even if he were to go elsewhere. The Celtics are now officially the favorite because he's expressed that.
Because he doesn't want to move.
Because he doesn't want to move. Okay. And you know what? Even if that's the reason, ultimately I'm okay with that. Yeah. Like, all right. Yeah. I'd prefer if it were because of the organization and he feels like he's a good fit and feels like he can win here and feels like he's got a great team to play for, great ownership, coach, front office, all that stuff. You know, because it's about the basketball. It's about winning. No, it's because he doesn't want to move. I'm just glad he's not one of these guys that has to go to New York for the sneaker sales or the movie premieres or whatever the hell it might be that he's doing outside of playing basketball, which we have been plenty critical of over the last, we'll say, 3 or 4 months with the press tours and everything that went with that movie.
See, I think when you have that much money, it'd be so fun to move so many times. Like, my house is going to be bigger. It's going to be better. I'm going to go to a bigger city. You know, I got people to move me. I don't need to show up.
When you have that kind of money, collapsing boxes,
dragging them to work and throwing them in your company dumpster because you can't put them all out on your own curb.
It all becomes the same.
You got to learn new surroundings, though. You got to learn new neighborhoods, all that
stuff.
Exactly. Shut up.
The house itself is not what gets you to move when you have that kind
of dough.
You're
not friends with anybody in your neighborhood.
You care about where you live. You care about the people who are there.
You're isolated,
pal. You care about your working situation because the money, you're going to have money no matter what. You're going to have more money than you can spend unless, you know, you like the casinos or something.
I can only imagine. With that kind of money, what you want more than anything, and what to some degree you can buy is less hassle. I just don't want to be bothered with that. And I don't care if you have someone to do everything or not, that's a hassle. You have to pick a place to live. You have to convince your family that you're moving. You have to decide where that painting is going to go that we just bought that perfectly goes on that wall there.
Perfect right there.
And it's funny. It's like, you know what? Hold on a second. Do I have to move? Am I being transferred? Did I lose my job and I have to move here to another city? No, I don't have to. I can stay with a good team, with a good coach, with good players around me, and make a ton of money. I already have a ton of money. I can make a ton here. No, because what a hassle.
Stack of papers and then like new employee packet.
Oh, get Chipotle.
Paperwork. Chipotle. Change your health insurance again. Buy new doctors.
Right. Documents.
The PPO, RPO.
The direct deposit form. VPO. Again, with the direct deposit form. Again, you know, all that stuff.
Do you know your routing number? No, hold on.
DFCU, you got the Digital Federal Credit Union. They give you your deposit two days in advance. Good stuff.
Matt's in Norwood. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. Question. You know, kind of like the 2018 with Garnett and Pierce and those guys. Who's the leader on this team? And don't say Brad. Like, is this going to be a bunch of great players, schoolyard basketball kind of thing? Or is this someone who's actually going to pull everyone together when there's trouble?
It's a good question.
It's Al Horford right now.
You get that woodpecker back again?
It's Al Horford. But I really do think that's not us and not them, because there's too many callers that happens on.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, whatever.
I think it's Al Horford for now. He's sort of that, you know, the elder statesman there, the older guy. Been around the block. He's not the best player, but he's still a valued member of that team.
Yeah.
What?
Al Horford. Just, Yeah. Yeah, it'd be him. You're right.
There it is. There's your answer. Yep. There you go, Matt Norwood. Now you have your answer. Josh in Alaska. Hi, Josh.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, man?
Just real quick, just want to tell you, you and Bob are the greatest announcers. I know you hear it all the time, but you guys are the best.
I appreciate that. We had a weird 30-second stretch here during the game. Maybe we'll play it at the end.
I think the guys with the Bengals are the best. I think they're the best announcer team.
Oh, yeah.
One guy played.
No. One guy played. Yeah, you wouldn't know that.
You'd never know it.
Right.
Go!
Well, if people don't know that...
Come on, AJ!
The NFL... The NFL doesn't let you listen live anymore, but you can pay $100 on the TuneIn app to hear
That's
you
sweet.
Guys.
I appreciate that.
Do you know them fishing sisters I'm seeing on those computer commercial now up in Alaska? Have you seen that commercial, Zoe, with the sisters, Salmon sisters? Do you know who they are?
I watch Alaskan bush people. Is that bush stuff real up there?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yep. What are they just like barter stuff? Like, how do you get any money? How do you get gas for your generator?
The gas stuff usually gets either barged in on rivers or flown in bush planes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
No, it's real.
Yeah.
Alaska's pretty harsh still. Josh Gordon, really excited about him. I think it's pretty awesome the way that Bill Belichick's handled him, if that's the right word. And I think Gordon's been appreciative of it. Instead of being the bird that landed, he's actually being able to be a contributor as a player and a teammate instead of the bird. And I think it's pretty cool.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate the call.
That was unnecessary.
It was over 90 seconds.
Well,
it was completely necessary. Rude. It's already 1:31.
Have you not?
And you were supposed to start your headlines over a minute ago.
But have you seen that commercial with the sisters, fishing sisters?
I have, yeah.
I'm not. Isn't that a lot of close-ups? You know, they're getting... What's going on?
British.
They don't want their identity known. Well, only a little bit.
British.
Headlines?
Are they British?
Probably bad teeth.
No. Alaskan.
Bad quarterback update? And a story from the Patriots sideline last night that I have been holding on to, Zoe, that I haven't do yet. Okay? And I will share with the class next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Hey, Tom Brady, you got the win last night. 38-24 over the Colts. Started early, too, with that opening drive. Huh?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good. I think all of us just would love to keep that going all, you know, the whole night. And good first half. We had a couple plays there in the second half that we'd like to have back, but just a good, you know, good win on a short week, and to be 3-2, we're at 1-2, so we got a huge game coming up, you know, week from Sunday.
3-2 on the season. 34-44 pass attempts for Brady last night. 3 touchdowns, 2 picks. A few days off for the team, and as Brady said, big game coming up week from Sunday. Chiefs, Bruins got a win 4-0 last night. Makes up a little bit for the 7-0 beating they took in the regular season opener. They will be home at the Garden on Monday for the matinee against Ottawa. Red Sox, Yankees, Game 1, ALDS. Tonight, Fenway Park, Chris Sale gets the ball. Jay Happ goes for the Yankees.
Miss
something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Update on the bad quarterback fantasy league. I have the lead. I'm in first with 173.26 points.
God, you suck.
Zoe is second, 113.96. Hardy with 33. Jim with 31.84. And Tom is negative because his quarterbacks have been too good.
This is stupid.
He's at negative 7.79.
Of course he is. Says everything.
I didn't think there was a prayer I'd be in the positive this week after Mitch Trubisky's performance, but Josh Allen was so bad.
What are the numbers again, please, Beetle?
Let it resonate how bad Tom is.
Let me just tell you the rankings. Go ahead. First, Zoe's second, you're third.
Nice.
Jim is fourth, Tom is fifth.
Okay? Tom's but not even.
Like, you guys are far behind Zoe, and I've got a 60-point lead on Zoe. So
I'm catching up.
I'm blowing everybody away in this thing. My quarterbacks are Tyrod Taylor and Case Keenum. I'm not making any roster moves.
Good for you.
First is Tom's decision. He's the last place. He gets the first pick.
Will you relax?
Yeah.
I'm not making any roster moves. I'm good. Is anyone else looking to make roster moves?
No, not me.
Okay, Zoe doesn't need one. Hardy?
No, I'm good.
Okay, three of us in this room are good.
How about that,
so
Jim?
You
keeping
guys...
Fitzpatrick on the bench?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't get...
Jim is so much smarter.
See, here's the point. Here's the thing. Here's one of the things that's dumb about this.
Tom.
If you draft a quarterback that's bad enough to get benched and he doesn't get a start, you should get something for him staying benched.
You got 35 points for him getting benched.
Well, is he going to start this weekend?
Nope.
No.
See, I should get something
for that.
They
have a bye week this week, and then he's not starting next week.
No, what you should do, stupid.
Back quarterbacks.
You should take Jameis Winston because he hasn't played.
Yeah, that's a move you should
do. And that looks like a team.
Take Jameis Winston.
Well, wait. You can't. We have to go in the order of the standings.
That's why you got
to
let the back
order. Tom, any moves?
Jameis Winston.
Yeah. I'm going to drop Stafford.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to take Sam Darnold.
Okay, good. Done.
Are you sitting on something? Something stuck?
Jim, any moves?
Yes, I'm dropping Trubisky, picking up Josh Rosen.
Okay. Hardy, moves?
Yes, I'm dropping Fitzpatrick and taking Jameis Winston.
Any other moves?
Nope. Story time.
Good.
Tom, you're just going with the one guy?
Yeah, I'm going to drop my other guy.
He's going to take Chuck Kapledlo from Hawaii, the Warriors.
Can I talk? I'm going to drop Marcus Mariota, and I'm going to pick up Derek Carr. Why not?
That's what Wallach said. Why not?
Fabulous radio happening right now. Okay, we done? Just put this in a public spreadsheet online so we can share it with everybody. That's what we should do.
I want to see who the quarterback is for the Hawaii
Warriors.
Because
he's winning. He doesn't even want to play. You
know? No, I don't think it's worked out the way we thought it would work out.
I disagree. People love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of comments.
I think it would be better if people could look at it and actually see it and see the numbers.
I'll put it on TV.
And see the names.
Let TV do it.
I think it would be better.
Make that happen, I think.
Yeah, I think we could.
Yeah. We got a Facebook page.
Let's talk about the story from last night. So after we had wrapped up pregame and I was still on the sideline, I said to Jim, let's hang around here for a minute. I gotta talk to ownership about this uniform idea.
What do you mean, oh boy?
I mean, oh boy. So I went over to Jonathan and I said, hey, hear me out. I got right in his face. And he's like, oh God, what? I'm like, hey, listen to me. Hear me out. Just hear me out for a second. He's like, okay. I'm like, Royal Blue throwbacks. Late 90, Royal Blue, Big Flying Elvis throwback uniforms. Let's do it for a game next year. What do you say? And he said, that's not really our call. That's sort of a league matter. And I'm like, what?
That makes sense. Yeah.
And he said, there's limitations on how many different jerseys you can have. There's this isn't really up to us. And we have now the color rush on Thursdays. So that's considered the third uniform.
I'm tired of the color rush. The all blue. I'm not digging it.
And I was like,
you digging it?
No, I thought it was stupid. Can't just do it? Can't just say you're going to wear these for a game?
It's a deeper blue, isn't it?
He said, let me introduce you to somebody.
Oh.
And he brought me over to somebody else who was at the game who happened to be there last night. Some sort of league official. Mm-hmm. And said, here's your guy. Make your case. And Jim, how would you describe the conversation? How would you describe my conversation with this individual?
Animated.
Kind of gave him the business about the uniforms.
Jonathan came over multiple times to like kind of just like laugh in the direction of both of you because you were so animated with it.
Yes.
Wow.
I made my case to the National Football League last night that the blue throwbacks from the late 90s should be worn in a Patriots game next season.
Well, what does your gut feeling tell you about it? And by the way, I believe that your initial gut feeling
all grown up.
Is that Beetle finds himself charmingly abrasive. Or
I think he gets
annoying
or brazen
he gets off on it.
In a charming kind of way. I think you just need to take the charming out of both those descriptions, and that's maybe
abrasive.
How you're coming
up. I was abrasive.
Abrasive?
Yes, very much so.
And brazen.
Very
without
much.
The charm.
Brazen for sure. Feral.
So there's a reality check Feral. For you.
Yeah.
How do you feel your meeting with the league went last
night? I felt like it wasn't. First of all, I felt like he was a really nice guy, right? Which he may have just been telling me things I wanted to hear. But there were times where I got very upset with him in this conversation because when I explained that, well, he can pull the decals off these helmets and put the old decals on, and he's like, well, you're not going to put a Pat Patriot on a silver helmet. And I was like, what? Are you even listening to me?
Oh, see, that's,
I said,
have you seen that helmet?
Have
that's
you?
I've seen it.
Did
that
you know?
Bad.
I'm like, did you know that in the 90s, the Flying Elvis had a royal blue inside and not a navy nautical blue?
No, because he doesn't care.
Did you even know this?
No.
And I said, no, you're putting the identical decal on them, but the blue is a different shade of blue. And he was like, oh. And he's like, okay, so, all right. He's like, play this out for me. They wear the throwbacks. They wear the blue. We switch out the decals. And then he said, what are they wearing for pants? That was a real question. What are they wearing for pants? The silver pants they wore in the late 90s. What kind of question is that? Well, and I know why. I figured out why later, why he was asking me what color pants.
I bet you have them in a storage compartment.
Because if you could get them to wear the same color pants as the jersey, it could be worn as a color rush. Like the Rams went throwback with their, and I'm like,
nope.
Uh-uh.
Throwback color rush?
Yeah, because the Rams have been wearing, you know, like they were a uniform they never like maybe actually wore.
No, they did. No, that's a uniform. That was a uniform.
It same was the color?
Blue shirt, yellow pants, dude. That was yellow pants.
Oh, they wore yellow pants last week. Okay.
That was the, Vince Ferragamo Rams.
No. We're not. You can't wear the same color pants.
No,
they need silver.
We're either doing the throwbacks or the color rush, but we're not doing the combo.
We can't blend the two of them.
Right.
Silver pants, blue jerseys, Flying Elvises on the shoulders. You just got to swap out the decal because they're slightly different, but it's basically the same helmet. It's the same face mask. You don't have to mess with the helmets. Just replace the stickers for one game.
Did he ask for your contact info so they can get you down
to New
York?
I asked Jonathan to pass it along to him to make sure that he had it. And then I explained.
I'm sure he got right on it.
Then I explained. Jim, how funny was this from
like
your
Beetle
perspective?
At 985.
How funny was it for you to watch this go on?
Well,
because it went on for a while.
You know,
I was animated.
I mean, you were pointing. You were stepping back, going into the guy. The guy was just standing there. He wasn't animated.
I was taking it right to the National Football League.
And then Jonathan would do the lean in and laugh and clap.
Jonathan,
a couple
I was
times.
Hysterical because I'm lighting into this guy. Like, no. You listen to me about this guy.
And here's what I really appreciate.
You know, one chance to take a shot. You got to take it.
Yeah, you got to take it. I'm doing it for the people.
No, I appreciate it for the people, and respect this about you, Beetle. You're not totally delusional. You realize
how ridiculous I look and sound and how insane this guy thinks I am.
99% of this was just him suffering through this thing. And for some reason, Jonathan is standing nearby, not pushing you away. So you must be somebody that doesn't deserve to have security called on them,
right.
But probably not much more. And,
and there was a line there somewhere.
Some part of you knows this is what's going on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It did allow us to be on the field longer, and we got to see that light show when the team was coming out of the tunnel.
Yeah,
the new light show.
So the way we left
it now, an NBA
was
game?
That they will be exploring it. But, you know, here's the other point I made to them. I said, if the NFL likes money, which I know they do, this is a moneymaker, baby. You're going to sell a million of these jerseys. You're going to make money. And that's where it sort of wrapped up. And Jonathan said, and we'll cut you a check when it's all said and done. And that's how I know it's never going to happen.
The $9 billion enterprise that is the National Football League needs the kid from Quincy's ideas about the throwback.
I got great ideas. And it's going to make money. I said to all three, who doesn't, there was a couple other guys there too. I said, who doesn't love money? You guys love money. Make some money. Let's go. Sell the jerseys. Make some money. It'll be flying off the shelf. It'll be a hot product. It'll be great. It'll be the first time Brady's ever worn it. It'll be the first time Belichick's ever coached a game with those uniforms as head coach. Let's do it.
As the guy's walking away, Beatles yelling at
him. Hey,
Beatles yelling at him.
I got more. You know anybody's star kiss? Feed the mayo right to the tuna.
It's like,
right?
It's a collection
of like mix it all in.
25 of the richest white dudes in one stadium just standing next to each other all in a little bundle with their wives. Like, look at these guys.
Today's takeaways. Fake promos are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, we got to fly here. Today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. It's time for the Fake Promo Friday. We got six of them, correct? Eight? We got eight. We got to get to all eight. Here we go.
Here we go.
Today's at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Friday night at 7:30?
Yes.
Okay, then.
That's good stuff.
Saturday,
8:15.
Jeez.
What?
Guys.
Sorry. What?
My God.
Say what Saturday is.
7:32 start time, game one. What's he going to
about it, Sam?
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Hub. That was the only part of Tuesday's show that I heard, and I could tell Beatle was about to explode. That was real.
Mm-hmm. You fretted it.
Next.
Midday's at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Okay, you'd say,
he's a center fielder, right?
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Beatle, how was... I was a bird on a pregame last night. Okay, you'd say
he's a center fielder, right?
Was he good on a pregame, Beatle, last night?
He didn't make it last night for his pregame hit.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. He got lost.
Yeah, shame.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Three times we've scored 50 or more points. Every time was on November 18th. And those are the only three times we've played them in November 18th.
Today's October 4th, so what the hell does that have to do with tonight?
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He had a point.
What it was, I still can't figure out.
He wanted them to move the game to November 18th.
Yeah. Great.
October 4th last night.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Tom Brady on his day completed, get ready for it. I don't know. Bunch of passes. About 270-some yards. Oh, no. Here it is right in front of me right now.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I was still very ill. That was Monday.
You didn't sound good.
This is sick.
Didn't feel good. Didn't sound good. Shouldn't have been here. Next.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
We'll see if they can defend the slot and get on top of some people tonight in Buffalo.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What are you doing with the slot? Wow. Defending it? Wow.
It was in response to some Bruins audio.
Defend the slot and get on top.
Oh, Bruins won. Wow. They switched goalies last night.
Great. Good catch.
Hockey.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
I'm going to assume that they did that knowing.
You're right. I'm sorry about that.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No, what's that?
I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
What was it?
I'm sorry about that.
Did you?
It came up. Jim enhance it, you jerk.
Oh.
It was so low.
Are you your father? There's something inside.
What do we got? Two more, Jim?
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Four locations, as I said, or give them a call, 844-346-1800, or check it all online at, check it out all, or check it all out at.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm Scott Zola.
Yeah. Chicken to chai,
hey,
the Chinese so. Chicken.
Hey, it's so.
Preposition
hey,
trouble.
So. Let me start this over. Hi, it's so.
Hey, it's so.
All right, last one. Here we go.
Read what they put.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah, I forget the name of it. I don't know, but it said something behoove. B-E-H-O-O-V-E-R or something like that.
Behoover.
Yeah. Behoove.
It's a new vacuum.
I know.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good stuff. We had a good week with our usual callers.
Yeah, we did.
Paulie. Of course, Paulie was stalking them last night, pre and post. He almost got dropped by somebody else I know. Ken and Lois called. Lorraine.
We had Lorraine. We had Mabel this week.
She was fired up. The squirrel was back, guys. Yeah. All right. Get ready for the enhancement of the running game breakdown. 2-6 coming up. See if Murray could have ran that one off left tackle beat him.
Yeah, Sony Michel sucks and blows.
Stiff-armed at safety.
Murray would have broke his hand.
All right. Felger Mazur are next. Fabulous weekend. Zoe and I will be here Monday. So we'll talk to you at 10 a.m. on Monday from Foxborough, no less. More football. We talk a lot of football on this show,
Zoe. Might do more football then.
Yeah. Bye.